This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We just had a story go up on InfoWars.com about Patriots exposing a provocateur that was trying to promote violence at this rally in Virginia. And, of course, that's exactly what they have been trying to project on people. But with 50,000 people there, even without their firearms, because as I've said many times, you know, a polite society is an armed society. And that's true if you're having a lobbying group or a protest or whatever you want to call it. If people are armed, they are polite. That is a fact of human nature. But even though they remove the arms from people, even though people are concerned about provocateurs, nothing has happened. As a matter of fact, as one guy yells, "Hey, you want to start a revolution today? Want to hop those fences and kill that guy?" And the people around him shut him down very, very quickly. Let's play a video of this encounter. Patriots exposed provocateur promoting violence at the Second Amendment rally is the name of the article at InfoWars.com. Let's play that video.
Say that again. You want to start the revolution today? Heck yeah. Want to hop those fences and kill that guy?
Are you conservative?
I'm libertarian.
You're libertarian? Okay.
So if I'm a libertarian, and that is not how we are.
Tell me what you think about what this guy's doing.
I think what that guy just said was absurd. We don't believe in going and killing people. This is a peaceful rally. We're here to stand with the people.
I agree, sir. I'm here peacefully.
You said something so extreme.
No, sir.
And that's exactly what the left
wants. I'm trying to call him out on what he was trying to stir up.
No,
I'm not
stirring anything.
You did. I wasn't trying to stir up anyone.
What the?
Well, I tell you what, whether he was trying to stir it up or not, the governor of Virginia, Mr. Coonman, has actually been the one who has been trying to stir this up, projecting his racism, projecting his conspiracy theories, projecting his threats of violence, he and the other totalitarian Democrats, onto other people. The people who are there are peaceful. It's the Democrats in suits who are trying to overturn centuries of established traditions that have guided our country and are embedded in our Constitution, the very Constitution that they swore to uphold. And, you know, folks, just as that North Carolina deputy was saying before, you swear to uphold the Constitution, that gives you your authority. And when you thumb your nose at the Constitution, you don't have any authority anymore. You just lost it. You just shown that you are unfaithful to it. I was talking about religious freedom day that was last Friday, President Trump talking to people like Tony Perkins, who's with the Family Research Council. Remember, this is a group that was labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center simply because of their religious beliefs. They believed in the definition of marriage that has been there for not centuries, but millennia in all cultures, that is defined as part of their Christian faith, one man, one woman. And because of that, they were labeled by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group, and they had an individual who tried to carry a gun in and shoot people. And I think he did shoot the security guard, but not fatally, as he disarmed him. But Tony Perkins was there, and he said, believe it or not, this kind of federal guidance, which President Trump is talking about, they are going to tell the federal bureaucracies that, you are going to be able to have the right to pray and to exercise your religion, just like it says in the First Amendment. You don't lose that because you go to a school. You don't lose that because you are a government employee. You can still exercise your religion, and we're not going to let people be censored. That hasn't been talked about since 2003. And remember, George W. Bush was president from 2001 to the beginning of 2009. Tony Perkins says, believe it or not, this kind of guidance to support the First Amendment is supposed to be updated every couple of years. And it's been almost two decades, and no president has. So this morning, for the first time since 2003, districts across America are about to get a lesson in students' rights. And to ensure that schools are listening, local agencies will have to promise to abide by this before they get any more federal funds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
I was just talking about President Trump last Friday, talking about religious freedom and how they're going to send out guidance, first time since 2003, send out guidance saying, you're not going to stop people's religious freedoms in school. If you take action against people, like that football coach who was with him who was fired because they had prayer with football team, if you penalize somebody for the free exercise of religion protected in the Constitution, we're going to take funding away from you. And that's exactly what should be done. But we look at a Republican congressman, Greg Stuba. He's a Florida Republican congressman. And he pointed out that not a single Democrat voted in favor of a bill that would protect women's sports from biological males who claim to be transgender women. That's another example of the hypocrisy of the left, presenting themselves as champions of women's rights and yet allowing people to completely shut down women's sports. A Florida congressman recently introduced a bill that would have banned schools from using Title IX federal funds to support women's sports if biological men are allowed to compete with them. He said, it's fascinating that we're in a place where you have to file bills to make it clear that women are actually going to be competing with women and in women's sports. And he added that Democrats, every single one of them, came down on the side of transgenders who identify as women that day and then want to be able to compete. And it wasn't that long ago, if you'll remember, when we had the debate about gay marriage and so forth. Everybody was talking about the gay gene. Well, I think there's a gay gene. And we're looking for the gay gene. And it's all about the way that God made me, says Booty Gay, right? God made me this way. What, you know, Pence, you're a bigot. Well, if there is a gay gene and it is biological, then why are we now throwing that under the bus? We're no longer concerned about some kind of a biological connection to sexual orientation. Now it is a decision when we talk about transgenders, because they're searching for the gay gene, but they won't look at the genitals. It is biological, it is objective, and it is binary, but they won't do that. They say, well, no, it's just a preference. I have gender fluidity, and I have a preference here. This is characteristic of the kind of 2 + 2 = 5 hypocrisy of the left. They can present any kind of double speak, double think to you, and you just have to fall down and do whatever they say, or you are accused of being hateful and a bigot. He went on to say, how can people who pretend they're feminists, that they're carrying the torch for women, support something that hurts girls? Yeah, it's no longer objective. You know, they tried to say, this is objective. You're hateful if you push back on this. No, now it is subjective. Now it is subjective, and it is non-biological. And again, not a single Democrat supported women's sports to try to protect them. I mean, it's to the extent they even have a NASCAR event, which is a women's F1. I mean, we're talking about driving race cars. That isn't anything that really ought to have anything to do with physical capability, right? And yet they have a separate event for that. Why? Because when it comes to sports competitions, it is very clear that men have a tremendous advantage. And every time they do this, sometimes it's been done by one individual who wants to make a point, doesn't really identify as a woman, but says, hey, yeah, for the purposes of this competition, I identify as a woman. And then he trolls him and says, see, I was able to sweep all of these events. But the Democrats will not stand up for the rights of women. Another example of their hypocrisy. We had President Xi and the Chinese decided that, and of course, you know, last week we had the announcement of the first phase of the agreement between the U.S. and China. We had absolutely not a single scratch, reported the Wall Street Journal, to the economy here. The Chinese tried to play the card. They knew that farmers supported President Trump, so they tried to enact agricultural tariffs because they thought that would hurt President Trump with the farmers. That did not work. President Trump looked at the situation and said, well, you know, we have about an $800 billion trade surplus with them. We're holding all the cards. And sure enough, he got them to come around. And it didn't hurt President Trump's approval with farmers either. As a matter of fact, it's hit a record high in spite of the efforts of President Xi to try to hurt President Trump. The Farm Journal Pulse poll, which just came out, reports Breitbart, featured responses from 1,286 farmers. There was an approval rating of 83% for President Trump. And I think President Xi could only aspire to something like that. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, there was a humorous article that came out about President Xi going to Burma and essentially engaging in a kind of, you know, the Chinese have been going around with the Belt and Road Initiative, and they've been massively subsidizing infrastructure and other things in other countries. We, on the other hand, unfortunately, have not been pursuing peace and trade with people, which is the idea of the founders. Instead, we decide that we will threaten them with military action or regime change. You would kind of think that the authoritarian communist Chinese, who really are fascists, though, I mean, the people in Hong Kong called them Nazis, called them fascists, and they really are correct, because what we see in China is really kind of a corporate fascism. It is a merger of corporations with the government elite. As a matter of fact, the government elite own the corporations in China. You have to, if you want to do business in that area, you have to partner with these people. Part of the China price is to steal your intellectual property, your copyrights, and so forth. And that's the gang that runs that country. But Xi was in Burma, and some of the people there evidently were not happy with it, and they hacked the announcement. When you look at the translation into English, the Burmese have a very interesting character set. There's a lot of circle. Almost everything is a circle with a strange, if you have a screenshot of that, yeah, right here. That's, I hadn't seen that before, but somebody in the translator of that, when they translate that Burmese language to English, every time they translated President Xi's name into English from Burmese, they called him Mr. S-hole, crap hole, if you will. As President Trump used that phrase. And so they referred to the president of China as Mr. S-hole, and said things like the dinner honors President S-hole and so forth. And so that reminded me of the furor that Xi Jinping had about Winnie the Pooh. People who didn't like his authoritarian policies laughed at him and ridiculed him because of a picture of Xi Jinping walking next to Barack Obama. Right there, you can see the two. And because he was shorter and heavier than Barack Obama, people put up Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. And then they started referring to Xi and basically making fun of him, satire and ridicule, using Winnie the Pooh. And so the Chinese government reacted by banning Winnie the Pooh. So I retweeted that and I said, maybe we should start calling President Xi Winnie the Pooh Pooh. And we could also, though, I do feel sorry for him. I have to extend my condolences and say many saddenings for this extinguished gentleman. But that's the way things roll when you are an authoritarian dictator. Just remember that who was on first, she is on second, and we don't know who's coming after these guys. But I'm sure that they will be exactly like their predecessors. Meanwhile, we're talking about food in Puerto Rico. They found, as you saw, last couple of days, a massive stash of food that was set aside by that corrupt government. President Trump was right. They sent the relief, and they said, you have to deliver it to the people. Well, they weren't delivering it. They were hoarding it. They were stealing it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the book that's going to be released tomorrow, Profiles in Corruption, talking about our corrupt politicians here. It's not just in Puerto Rico. Yeah, we have them here. They're called Democrats for the most part. We've got some Republicans as well, mostly Democrats. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones, who is monitoring the situation in Virginia. So far, it has been very peaceful, even though we have 50,000 people there. Nobody has issued any threats other than Democrats in suits. Nobody has done anything racist other than the governor of Virginia himself on this Martin Luther King Day. And yet, there's all the implications of domestic terrorism and so forth. We had the FBI do their show arrests, saying, oh, look at this, we found some guy who's an illegal immigrant from Canada, and we think that he was going to go to Virginia. Yeah. You need to see Richard Jewell. That's why they shut that movie down so quickly. You need to understand, this has been a tactic of the FBI since its inception with J. Edgar Hoover. This organization. And we'll take a look also when we get into the impeachment updates. We'll take a look at what's going on with General Flynn. One of the first indications that the Democrats were going to use slander and legal action and the FBI to try to shut down the Trump administration from day one. We've never had anybody in administration immediately purged. And purged over a non-crime, set up, framed. I talked last week to Matt Shea in Washington State. Matt Shea is being targeted by the Democrats in Washington State, trying to expel him out of the state legislature, a very popular six-term representative who is a conservative Christian who supports gun rights and so forth. He actually helped to make sure that justice was done when the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Land Management were trying to wrongfully convict the Bundys. There was a BLM whistleblower, Bureau of Land Management whistleblower, who talked about the crimes of the FBI, who talked about what the people there were doing criminally to them to try to confiscate their land. And as we had previous trials where the judge there had covered up exculpatory evidence, evidence that would have shown that not only were they innocent of the charges, but it was the government that was committing the crimes, you know, kind of like what we're seeing in Virginia, right? Except it really happened there. They really did have their false flag effort. Well, we had a BLM whistleblower, but they were trying to suppress that. Matt Shea played a big part in releasing that information. So this is payback. This is payback, and this is the same type of tactic that we see being used against President Trump. As I said before, these people are totalitarian. They want no restrictions on central power. They recognize no legal authority, and they are determined to micromanage every detail of your life and to take every last freedom, right, and piece of property that you have. Let's talk about corruption, however, because, you know, as we see Joe Biden essentially plunging in the polls in Iowa, there is a book that is coming out tomorrow, Profiles in Corruption. Not Profiles in Courage. Remember that book about JFK? This is Profiles in Corruption. And this book is going to be, I think, Peter Schweitzer, who did Clinton Cash in the past. It has 1,126 end notes and not a single unnamed source. Very, very well documented. As a matter of fact, The book has 83 pages of source material. 83 pages of source material. Evidence, documents, including foreign and domestic corporate and legal records, tax liens, lobbyist disclosures, property records, White House visitor logs, federal bankruptcies, and federal criminal trial records. If only the Department of Justice would do this for the Clintons. Now, I've had Charles Ortel on my program many times talking about the corruption with the Clinton Foundation, how they haven't filed any of the requisite paperwork that needs to be filed by a charity, how they have flaunted every, and it's clear. I mean, you know, they just haven't filed. It's like not filing any of your tax returns or whatever. There's no question about the fact that they have not filed any paperwork that is needed at both the federal and the international level in order to operate as a charity, and they just keep going. So hopefully this is going to shine some light on what's going on with Joe Biden. But as I said, when all this stuff began, that is now turned into the impeachment process, I said, you have to understand the principles under which the Democrat Party and the mainstream media operate today. First of all, the Democrats can never commit a crime. Secondly, you will be prosecuted if you expose their crimes. I mean, that's the rules under which we operate today. This HarperCollins book, which will be released tomorrow, again, the title, as you probably know about it, Profiles in Corruption. It is at the top of the list on Amazon, so it's highly anticipated. It will be coming out tomorrow. HarperCollins has kept Profiles in Corruption under a strict embargo. It will reportedly expose how five members of the Biden family, the Biden Five, scored tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money and guaranteed loans. And in addition, the book is said to contain never-before-reported bombshell revelations about Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Sherrod Brown, and Eric Garcetti. Now, by the way, you know, as I mentioned before, we just had the New York Times endorse Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren, such a rich field of wonderful candidates that the New York Times just could not choose among them. So they picked two people, and both of them are going to be part of this Profile in Corruption. We already know about the long list of lies from Elizabeth Warren. And again, why is it not disqualifying when you have people like Elizabeth Warren saying, you're not going to build a house in America unless it is to my specifications? Where does she get the authority for that in the Constitution? The Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it clear that Elizabeth Warren cannot tell you how you can build your house. The federal government doesn't have that kind of power, certainly not the executive. She's, last week before the debate, she's out there promising every millennial that you can get $50,000 free if you just vote for me. Talk about outright bribery. H.L. Mencken was right. An election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And she says she doesn't even need to have Congress. You know, they've been talking, all the Democrats have been talking about how they're going to hand out free cash to people who went into debt to get a worthless college degree, even if it is worth something. They're going to give them a, you know, get out of debt free card. And yet she upped it last week and said, I'm not even going to go to Congress. Just like we had Kamala Harris say, I'm going to give you 100 days. And if the Congress doesn't enact major gun control, I'll do it by executive order. You can't do that. The Congress can't do that. If they want to get rid of the Second Amendment, they have to get rid of that amendment. You know, we've already had alcohol prohibition. Once upon a time, the progressives had enough respect for the Constitution that they passed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. And then they did another one, the 21st, to get rid of the 18th. But the 9th and 10th Amendment says she doesn't have the authority to hand out $50,000 checks. We'll be right back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
As we look at what's going on in Virginia, one of the questions that we should ask ourselves is, how did these people get elected? And there's a couple of interesting backstories to this. You know, we can look at the map of Virginia, and you can see, as Alex Jones is going to explain here in a report, you can see that with the exception of a few urban areas, most of the state was red. And we see that repeated in at the national level. And it's part of why the Democrats have made such a big deal out of getting rid of or altering the Electoral College or replacing it with something like the National Popular Vote Compact. And yet, if we go back and we look at how Hillary Clinton became the nominee, we see that she, in many cases, did not win the popular vote, but she won the delegates. How did that happen? Don't look at that information, as that information was released by people who were disgruntled within the Democratic Party, people who felt that Bernie Sanders had gotten the short end of that. You know, he would get about the same number of votes, or in some cases get more votes than she would, but she would get the vast majority of the delegates, and so she won the nomination. People who were not happy about that released that information to WikiLeaks, and so she came up with a fiction of Russia got the information. Don't look at the information about me and how I bought the Democrat Party that was in debt for millions of dollars. Don't look at that. Look at my fairy story about Russia. That was the red herring that she drug across that. But first, let's go to Alex Jones, video clip number 9. Alex Jones explains the map of tyranny versus freedom in Virginia, and then we'll talk about how these Democrats got control. Alex Jones.
They say a picture tells a thousand words. And here we are at the big Second Amendment rally in Virginia where they're almost passed bills to confiscate the firearms, and they're set to pass them in just the next week or so. Second Amendment sanctuaries. The ones in green are the sanctuaries. There's only a few counties that are leftist globalist controlled, where they didn't bring in foreigners illegally, put them on welfare. The Democrats then skim about half the paycheck and keep them as slaves. So they think about this. This is how Bloomberg and Soros come in and take control. 94% of Virginia localities say no more gun control, which is enslavement of the people. 91 counties, 12 cities, 22 towns, almost all the sheriffs. That's from Virginia Citizens Defense League, and that's mainline news. You look that up for yourself. That's what this comes down to. And that's why they're attacking everybody and trying to push these sanctuary cities, because they can bring in foreigners who will vote as they're told, because they're basically slaves at that point, to then outvote the indigenous populations. And that's why we have the Electoral College, because you can have states that are like that, more populous states, that then can vote and dominate all the other states that aren't more populous, even though they pay the local taxes. It's their governments. They have been under King George III, thousands of miles away, telling them what to do. Sometimes it would take 6 months to get an answer, and so that's why we set up this system that became the apple of the world's eye, was to get around things like this. But it's not a perfect system. We're going to go back live now to David Knight and the Alex Jones Show. Please remember, the only way these feeds get out, local radio you're listening to, local TV you're watching, is when you tell people about it. It's just so paramount. And the only way we get the streams out at band.video and infowars.com/show is when you share the streams. And the listenership's just exponentially going up. But again, it's our core audience that's growing. That's great. We want to reach people that aren't aware of what's happening, so they understand that we're not here at a giant KKK meeting. We're not here at a meeting about killing police like Governor Northam said. It's Governor Northam that dresses up in KKK outfits.
That's right. And wears blackface. And this is Martin Luther King Day. It's just absolutely amazing to me how all of this is coming together on this particular day. I have a listener in Virginia, Vince Agnelli, and I really appreciate him sending me this data about how the Democrats get into power. You look at that map, and again, that map that Alex is holding up, showing all the green areas where they had declared themselves to be sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. And by the way, that is constitutional, right? These are people saying we support the Constitution. The Constitution is already, you got the Second Amendment is there, right? When you have a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state, to say we're not going to enforce immigration law, which has been delegated to the federal government, that is not legitimate. But it is legitimate to say we are going to stand with the Constitution, with the oaths that we took to the Constitution. So, you know, you saw the map as I was talking about. How did these Democrats get in power? You know, we got the vast majority of the state is red. It's by the concentration of population into a few urban areas. But it's also the other part of the story, which Vince has sent to me, is the fact that we have all of these, I would call them Soviet districts. Not Soviet districts simply because the Democrats won them, but I would say Soviet districts because these are districts in which you have only one candidate that you can vote for. That's right, only one candidate. Now think about this. You know, the early days of the Republic, first 80 years or so before the Civil War, we had a multi-party democracy. It wasn't very hard to get on the ballot. And we had a lot of different parties. But that all stopped after the Republican Party and Abraham Lincoln took total control, essentially, of the government after the Civil War. And it wasn't until the early part of the 20th century that the Democrats became competitive. But the two of them made sure that there's only two parties. And in many areas, like Virginia, the Republicans even failed to put up any candidates. Nobody runs. And so to give you an idea how this breaks down, let's just take a look at the House, the Virginia House. Because both the House and the Senate turned over to Democrat control for the first time in 24 years. But you had 28% of the House districts had no GOP candidate for 2019. 2017, about the same, 25%. 2 years earlier, 25%. 2 years before that, 22%. 2 years before that, 26%. So they're not running in anywhere from a quarter, typically about a quarter of the districts. They're not even putting up a Republican candidate. When you look at the Senate, it's even worse. In 2019, 37% of the Senate districts had no GOP candidate. If you don't stand for election, you can't win. You got to show up, right? You got to show up. But all this goes back, I think, to the kinds of games that are played by both of these establishment parties to make sure we don't have a free and open election, to make sure we don't have a debate. You know, when we start talking about censorship, I saw this because I worked with independent third-party candidates in North Carolina, and I know how they use ballot access to control your choices. And I know how they use so-called private entities, like they did in North Carolina. They would use the State Journalist Society or some kind of association of journalists and say, look, it's a private organization. They can determine who gets into the debate. So even if you jumped through a lot of hoops that the Democrats and Republicans never have to jump through to get onto the ballot, even if you spend a lot of time and a lot of money just to get on the ballot, these two parties would turn this over to an independent, so-called private organization that would do their bidding, just like we see with Internet censorship. And they would say, well, we don't want to. It would just be too confusing to have three candidates up there on the stage. And they make sure that even if you qualify and you jump through all the extra hoops, you still don't have your voice heard. That's basically where we are in the United States. And the ballot access rules for political parties and for the candidates are pretty restrictive in Virginia. Nevertheless, it shows that there is a great lack of will on the GOP part to recruit candidates to help them to get on the ballot. And again, it is the party itself that is not putting out much of an effort. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the other game that is rapidly approaching. Again, you know, the Democrats have said, well, you know, Hillary Clinton won the election. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton didn't even win. If you want to play it by those rules, Hillary Clinton didn't win the nomination if you want to go by popular vote. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I want to talk about the Democrat strategy that is going to be coming up in this next election. You know, they've even had concern as they look at this. You know, the Democrats speaking out of both sides of their mouths. As I said, if Hillary Clinton wants to complain that she didn't win, or that President Trump didn't win because she got the popular vote, then she didn't win the nomination. So we need to go back and take a look at how the superdelegates were allocated in the DNC, and that's what she doesn't want you to see. That's why she created the first fake narrative that came out and was sold for the first 3 years or so of the Trump administration. Now they have this new spin about impeachment. We're going to tell you what the plan is to defend President Trump coming up in just a few moments, and we're going to take a look at where they're moving in order to try to game the system. Understand, the Democrats can't win in a straight-up vote. You see this happening in Virginia. You see this happening with a map that shows that most of the state has declared itself to be a Second Amendment sanctuary area, counties, sheriffs, and so forth. And yet they continue to pursue this. Talked about how they play the games to get into power, and how they're trying to do this on a national level. Again, if you go with just a straight-up national popular vote, that will mean that a couple of cities will be determining who the winner of the presidential election is. And again, that's something just like the control of the of free speech. The people who are in power, the power elites, the Democrats and Republicans, controlling who's on the ballot and who you're going to hear in a debate, and doing it through an independent so-called private entity. And they're now doing that to control free speech on the Internet. But I also saw in North Carolina how you could use a system where people were elected by regional representation in the county that I lived in. They had the county commissioners selected by geographical area. And the liberals who came in were, you know, concentrated in one corner of the county that was adjacent to a liberal university town. And they wanted to lock up the property rights of people whose families have been there for centuries, in many cases, and say, no, you can't farm like this, or you can't sell this farm, or whatever. And they, because the power was allocated on a geographical basis, they couldn't do that. So the first thing that they did was to go from a selection of county commissioners by region to just a flat-out popular vote. Once they did that, because they had a concentration of people in that one little area, they selected all the county commissioners, and then they removed people's property rights. And that's what we have to be concerned about. You know, we got John Cusack saying, we've got just 10 years to destroy capitalism, or it's going to destroy us. Yeah, they've got to get their smart cities and their UN agenda through by 2030. And the way that what's going to be the end result of this is that we're going to have a government corporate partnership to make you a slave on their plantation. You won't own a single thing. And just like we're seeing in Virginia, they're going to control your speech. They're going to control your movement, and they're going to take away your firearms. That is the plan of these people everywhere you go. And that is the plan for 2030. They may tell you it's about saving the environment, but no, it's about putting themselves in a position of totalitarian power. And so it's very important, folks, that we try to keep the First Amendment alive. You can see this in Virginia. You can see the lies that are being sold to you by the Democrats and by the mainstream press, and how important it is for us to be there to show you the truth of what's going on. The massive size of the crowd and the peaceful way in which they are conducting and exercising their constitutional right to redress their grievances, to lobby their legislators on this holiday. And that's why we're there. And we need your support, folks. We have, as Alex Jones has pointed out, we've got some new specials on InfoWarsStore.com. We've had Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine has been sold out for weeks. We now have it back in stock. 40% off, that is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the one that we've had for a while. We've got two different forms of iodine. The Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine has 650 micrograms of nascent iodine in every drop. But we also have another one. We have another form of nascent iodine, and that is our Survival Shield X3 formula. It's not only a nascent iodine, but it is a tri-iodine. So you can get one or the other of those. You can get them singularly. You can save, get them at 40% off. Or if you buy the two of them together, you can get a combo pack of both of those. They work together to protect your thyroid. We get both of those for 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a big sale in terms of survival storable foods. I'm going to say Survival Shield, but actually it's not a shield. It's actually storable food that you can save for 25 years, and it is made in the USA. It is non-GMO, and it is resealable. It is the best packaging you're going to find in any kind of storable food. It is now up to 50% off. We have it in various sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you want to make sure you have clean air and clean water. I talked many times last week about how Flint, Michigan, not only did they fail to protect their citizens, their residents, their children, after many people blew the whistle, even you saw the water coming out of the public water supply, how dirty it was. They were very slow to do anything about it at the state level, at the local level. And the government is not going to be there to proactively help you. They're not even going to tell you when they know about it. And that's what we saw in Flint, Michigan. And even after they allocated $390 million to clean up that water supply, they spent half of it on other programs to promote their own pet projects instead of cleaning up the water. You have to understand that things that are this important, clean food, supplements, and making sure you got clean water, that is primarily your responsibility. It's like keeping your kids' minds clean, keeping them away from the people who are going to propagandize them in the government schools. They're not looking after your children. They are subjecting them to some very toxic stuff. Things are going to be toxic for not only their body, but their mind and their soul as well. But you can protect their bodies, and you can protect yours as well. You can get a big discount. We got 30% off both the Gravity Feed Water Filtration System by Alexa Pure Pro, and we also have the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is what we use in our family to keep the air clean in our home. All right, let's talk about how they are going to be moving to control the Electoral College. We have the National Popular Vote Compact, and part of that, and we've had about 20 states sign on to that, is to say that all of these states are going to allocate their electors as part of the Electoral College after and on the basis of the national popular vote. And not only are we going to see a concentration of power into the cities, but it will be the most corrupt cities. You know, places like Chicago, which is legendary for having thrown the election to JFK. You don't think they'll do that today? You don't think they can do that even better with electronic voting? Even though they don't have the cybersecurity issues worked out in Iowa, they are going to go ahead and press ahead with their smart app for voting for the Iowa caucus. So you should be very concerned about the integrity of the vote in certain regions. And that's one of the reasons that we would want to maintain the Electoral College and its geographical aspect. New Hampshire, which is largely Republican, has now decided they've got another approach to this to try to push back against the National Popular Vote Compact, which, by the way, in many of these states, if you've got, let's say, Nevada, I think they joined it along with California. If the national popular vote goes to candidate A, but in Nevada, the majority of the people voted for candidate B, their votes just get thrown out. Their votes get thrown out. That's what these people in these states have voted for. Now, in New Hampshire, they decided that they would take an approach where they would release the percentage of statewide votes that were cast for each candidate, but they would not put out the numbers. They're trying to put a monkey wrench into this attempt to game the system. The Democrats keep losing elections, and so they keep turning to the courts and lawsuits and the kind of actions like you see from Governor Kuhneman Northam. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.